The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 637.
We get it. You've got a busy life, family, friends, community involvement, pets, and sometimes you're working a day job on top of it all. So how can you find time to market your business? You do it by finding one marketing method that will bring you all the leads and clients you need. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. Discover the marketing method that uses your natural gifts. It's easy at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, and it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads and clients today.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you're clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy you're here. Let's hang. What do you say? Should we hang out for a little while? You know, I wanted to say that I am amazed and warmed and touched by the reviews that are coming in on the podcast, and thank you so much. If you just take a minute and write a little something or give those stars, that really makes a huge difference. I appreciate you. Thank you. So today, I'm wondering, have you found a strategy that works for building your business? Have you found something that is like your thing? We had a really interesting question come in, and I chose it because it really applies to everything in our business, not just marketing strategies. So any place you feel stuck in your business, any little sticking point that you have, you are going to appreciate what I got to say here. So here's what the person wrote. He or she, I don't know which it is, wrote, "I'm open to looking at different strategies. However, I am not a coach, but a service provider or a product provider. I find that a lot of otherwise useful training is focused on creating marketing courses, which is secondary for me. My previous formal training was in a corporate setting, and I generally look for useful ideas on connecting through social media, for which I transformed my services to facilitate Zoom or Skype interaction." Okay, so I love this question because at the core of this question, basically, the person is saying that I am open to getting a new strategy for marketing. I'm open to finding a way to build my business. The stuff that's out there isn't really hitting the mark. It's not the best training that's available. So I want to break this down in a few different ways, because here's what we know as brain trainers about our brains. Each and every one of us, we have in our brain a reticular activating system. And the reticular activating system is our matchmaker that lives in our head. And it matches up whatever we're thinking about, whatever we're talking about. We got that, right? We know it's sifting through the mucky muck. We're talking about something, thinking about something. It's looking for more of that. And so what happens to most of us, myself included, is that we get focused on our problems, on our quote unquote problems, or our complaints, or the things that we're seeking, or the things that we're looking for, and we get a little chronic about it. So we've got this background noise, and in this case, I'm going to use this person as an example, that sounds like, look at, I'm open to different strategies, but the stuff that out there isn't for me. The stuff that out there, it doesn't apply to me. The stuff that's out there doesn't apply to me. The stuff that's out there doesn't apply to me. And so when your brain hears that conversation going on, it's reiterating to itself, okay, got it. There's a lot of stuff out here that doesn't apply to you. You're thinking about this all the time. Let me look for more of that. This is important to you. Let me look for more of that. We've got a kind of a dual problem, too, with our problems. We have a problem with our problems. Here's what it is. And I'm speaking to myself in all of this. Like, I kind of crack myself up with this, and I hope I crack you up, in that when we have a problem, we're in looking mode. We're in seeking mode. I wish I could find a solution to this problem. I'm looking. And every time we look for something or we're in seeking mode, we're basically telling our brains, we haven't found it. We don't find it. We're still looking. I'm still looking. I'm open to looking. I'm looking. I wish I could find a strategy. I'm open to a strategy. I can't find my strategy. I need a new marketing idea. I'm looking for clients. I'm seeking clients. I mean, add any word after looking, and this is how we are with the things that are problems for us. We're usually chronic about it. I'm still looking. I'm still looking for clients. I'm looking for more clients. I'm looking for clients. I'm still looking. I'm looking for more strategies. I'm looking for more strategies. Like, when I say it like that, it's kind of silly, isn't it? And our brain, our best friend, is on our behalf, looking with us, but not matching up, finding. And so this is the challenge that all of us have when it comes to brain training. We have to bust ourselves on whatever situation or complaint or problem we've got. And we've got to get out of looking mode. We've got to get out of seeking mode. We've got to be more proactive about feeding our brains the situation, feeding our brains the visual, feeding our brains the picture and the words and the emotional vibration of what it looks like when we found, when the solution has arrived, when we're living the life as we want it. Get out of that chronic habit of focusing on the problem and get into the chronic habit of visualizing the solution and talking about the solution as though it's already happened. So this is the shift that we need to make. The shift that we can each make that is brain training that supports creating the solution is talking about the situation as though it's already changed. How can we talk about the situation as though it's already changed? It's hard when you haven't found a marketing strategy that's a match, or when you haven't found your clients, to talk about something like, I've got a bunch of clients. I remember when I first heard this concept, I heard it from Lou Tice many years ago. And Lou Tice always used the example of, if you bit your fingernails, you had to imagine your hands with long, beautiful fingernails. And at the time, I was a nail biter, and I thought, you are out of your mind. Like, that is impossible to imagine my fingernails as long, beautiful fingernails. It's just impossible. And I thought that was the craziest thing I ever heard. And so we have to find a way to make those jumps incrementally. And I know now what I didn't know then, and that is, I can talk about it as though it's happening. Talk about it in stepping stones. Talk about it so I shift my emotional vibration about it. So the shift you can make when you start talking about it would sound like something like this. I've noticed there's a shift that's happening. I'm starting to see more and more ideas for marketing strategies. I'm liking the stuff I'm seeing. More and more ideas are coming to me. I like that my brain is a good filter. It's nice to know that when I'm focused on finding these things that I find them. And I like that I'm finding more and more ideas. I like that I'm moving in this direction. I like that things are coming to me and ideas are coming to me. I like that there are so many marketing strategies out there. And I can see that the shift is happening in me where I'm starting to notice more that are a good fit for me. And I like that I'm having a good fit every day of seeing, and let's change that. Now, why did I stop right there? Because I said the word every, and I could feel my brain go, no, that's not right. Not every. So this is what we do, right? We try to feel around for the right answer. So let's start again right from there. I like that I'm finding more and more ideas. I like that more and more ideas are coming to me. I like that I'm seeing more strategies that are interesting. I like that I'm feeling more open about strategies. I like that on a regular basis, I'm seeing better ideas and better strategies. I like that my ideal clients are coming to me now. It's feeling seemingly effortless, and it's kind of fun just to watch how it unfolds. I like getting my brain on board with my dreams. It's fun to think different thoughts and see what happens. So that's it, right? We're all practicing. We're all playing with this. But the more you can tell that story, the story that sounds like I've found my strategies, I'm headed in that direction, I'm seeing more strategies, I'm liking the ideas I'm finding, that is the story. Then you tell that story consistently for 72 hours. And you know what? After 72 hours, the reticular activating kicks in. Reticular activating system kicks in, and you start to see the evidence that it's working. You start to see the evidence that it's working. You start to feel the shift that's happening. And if you can't think of anything else to say, I'm going to tell you one of my favorite mantras of all time. If you can't think of anything else to say, just say, I feel a shift. I feel a shift. Something is happening. Something is taking place. I feel a shift. I feel a shift. It's shifting now. I feel a shift. Because your brain already knows what you've been chronically thinking about. Your brain already knows what you need a shift on. And it will make that shift happen. And you will find a marketing method that is your marketing method. And you will find those clients that you are looking to come to you. And you will get out of looking mode. And you will get into I have found mode. I have found what I'm looking for. Hey, side note, one little piece of action advice I can give you here is do head over to yourmarketingsuperpower.com and take that test. It's a quick little quiz. I mean, it might take you 10 minutes to take it. Yourmarketingsuperpower.com. But it will give you a really good idea on what your marketing superpower is. And it'll lead you in the right direction. So have fun with this. And all of us could get better about this, right? We could all get better about shifting from looking at the problem and talking about the problem and thinking about the problem to shifting to the solution. Something has shifted. Something has shifted. Everything is shifting. It's getting so good. Hey, join me next time, because next time I'm going to tell you about an experience I had at a New Age trade show. I know you're going to like it. I had one of these readings done, and it's going to relate to you and stepping into your celebrity. Oh yeah, you're going to have to wait, but we'll see you on the next show.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
I'm not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey...
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?